quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Now, this time, the trivia questions, I think, are a little easier. They are sports-related. The first one, I think, is a little hard, but the next two, you guys should get like clockwork. And do you want to make a mention here for Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael? Even though we're a nationally syndicated show, drive or fly all the way to San Rafael to get Mountain Mike's Pizza. It is awesome. I think they do like 100 pieces of pepperoni on their large pepperoni, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe that's their extra large. Yes.
They do, man. And you know what? I'm not in San Rafael right now, but I will gladly get on an aeroplane and fly and have a piece of pie, have a cold beer. And relax a little bit, see my friend Edward Brown and Stephen Travers and the great RJ, Russell Jackman. And, you know, I mean, does it get any better than that? Has, you know, having a little friendship, a little fellowship, a little pie. You know, life is good when you're at Mountain Mike's Pizza on the Mile High.
Pizza the way it ought to be. So in the next segment, hopefully we'll get our special guest, Steve Travers, who came from our neck of the woods here in California. And it was, if I remember correctly, he was drafted by the A's. And that was actually before I knew he was going to be a guest. That was one of the topics I was going to bring up, is that the A's are doing pretty well. And don't they consistently have one of the lowest payrolls?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Steve and I talked about that, the great Steve Travers, originally drafted by the Cardinals and the A's organization. But, the A's are one of those teams where it's like, wow, how are we doing this? I mean, it's the quintessential. I don't want to save this for the T's, but, you know, let's put it this way. They're a little bit like that team in Cleveland. It was in a movie. And then we'll extrapolate it.
Okay. Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jaffe, Mike McCarr. And Mike, introduce our special guest, please.
Yeah, well, the special guest is indeed a special guest. He is a first and foremost, I'm going to be very candid and honest, he is a dear friend, one of my best friends in life, and a guy who really deserves to be talked about on many levels. And I'm going to mention this in a second. He is a world-class author. He is really a guy who's written 30 books. He is a Renaissance man. He is extremely talented. He's probably the most well-read guy I've ever met in my life. I mean, this man has read more books and has studied more about diverse subjects in life than any guy I've ever met.
He's quite the historian. Quite the historian. Yeah. We've known Steve
he is a historian, but you know, really, what it's all said and done, what makes him really special is this: he's got a heart of gold. He's compassionate. He's a guy that's caring. He loves people. I love him. He loves me. In fact, I found this little statement, and this is from my heart to his heart, and he knows that I'm his brother and he's my brother, but. I love this. There's something I found recently, and this is describes my friendship for Steve and my admiration for him. So there's always one friend who has seen every version of you, the happy one, the broken one, the confused one, the healing one. Somehow they never left. I hope you never forget how rare that kind of love is. And that's the way I feel about Steve Travers, because he is a human being that he's a very talented, grew up as a talented athlete, pitched at a very famous high school in the Bay Area, Redwood High School, became a star there, went on to the University of Nevada, Reno, where he was a star at 6'6". What'd you weigh, Steve, about 2? What'd you weigh, Steve? 240, 220?
About 225.
Then you went to USC. And had some heat, had some game, dominated for the Wolfpack, and then ended up getting drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, had a stint there in the Cardinals organization, later played for the Oakland Athletics in their organization. One of his claims to fame, I don't want to steal the note, but I want him to talk about one of the greatest at-bats he ever faced happened to be a guy who won the National League Player of the Year. And we'll tell you who that guy is in a second. But, Steve, you're a man of so many talents. Listen, besides those talents, a beautiful heart. And we're thrilled to have you on the show. Let's have some fun. And Travis is in the house, baby. You know, Steve Travers on a clear night in Los Angeles. The great Stephen Travers graces the airwaves of Sports Econ 101. Now let's go have a Dodger dog.
And this bud's for you, Mike.
Touché. Well,
let me just say that there are people in life who are your friends, and I have a few. And then there are people in life who are your family. And Mike is one of those people who is my family, you know, and he literally was. Took care of my mom a lot when I would travel and I was taking care of her and I had to go on business. And so Mike is a guy who's been there for me and I've been there for him. And that's just what people and family does. No question about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, and didn't you also go to USC?
Yeah, I did graduate work at USC.
You graduate work? Okay, that's okay. Gotcha.
If you fast forward a little bit, things. I mean, so Steve's written 30 books. I mean, his background's unbelievable. As you mentioned, a pitcher for the Cardinals, Oakland A's. You know, wrote a great book. How we really first reconnected was in 2002, where he wrote a book called. Barry Bonds, Baseball Superman, about the life and times of Barry Bonds. And then he wrote a great book in 2007, One Night, Two Teams, about the integration of the University of Southern California, introducing black players to the University of Alabama, because Alabama realized that they cannot compete with teams like Southern Cal if they don't start having in the amazing black athletes. And as a result, well, Alabama is Alabama. So the poet in life, Los Angeles Times writer Jim Murray in 2013 wrote a book about Francis Ford Coppola called Coppola's Monster Film, The Last Icon, The Life and Times of Joe DiMaggio in 2019. So, I mean, this guy has written a book about Tom Seaver.
John Wayne. Don't forget about him. Didn't you write a book about John Wayne?
Yes, we talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
The Duke, the Longhorns, and Sherman Mound. It's one of my favorite books.
Very well, cool. You know what? Since it's one of your favorite books, let's hit that for a second, because writing a book, Steve, is challenging, because you have to connect with people. And if you don't connect with people, people don't read your book, they don't buy your book. So John Wayne and Jeff, tell us, you know, this show is not like yours. You also host a show called Take Five with Stephen Travers. And it's usually you talk to guests for an hour or two on your show. It's really remarkable the type of depth that you get into. Unfortunately, we have time constraints here. So, Steve, talk a little about what that book meant, how it came about. And let's hit some of those books. We'll talk about sports in general, baseball, basketball. But let's start off with that book.
Well, you should know you were the inspiration for it. You said to me probably around – probably about 2006 or so, you should write a book about John Wayne and his association with USC. And I thought, well, that's really great, but I needed a hook. And then when I was interviewing a lot of USC athletes and people associated with USC, mainly for my book, One Night, Two Teams, and then later for a book called What It Means to Be a Trojan, I talked to a lot of people like Craig Fertig, Marv Gu, Tom Kelly, the announcer, Charles Young, and Manfred Moore, Sam Bam Cunningham. And I heard a lot about this event in Austin, Texas, in which John Wayne was pontificating about the Vietnam War. And to cut it to the quick, how the language that he used in speaking in this ballroom in Austin, Texas, with quite a few libations, by the way, somehow I ended up in the movie Patton 4 years later. And so, you know, I did a tremendous amount of research and connected an enormous number of threads to come up with at least a theory, if you will, on how that speech ended up in the movie Patton. And so that was the end of that book. That was the last chapter. The beginning of it is John Wayne's association with the school, his football career, his association with USC. He more or less started the film school. And his role with USC as he was dealing with communism in Hollywood and all of these kinds of things. So it's one of my favorite books.
Okay. Steve, I mean, is it not true that...
we're going to go to a break pretty soon, so go ahead. Go ask a quick question. Go ahead.
Oh, Steve, is it not true that the Chinese government wanted to kill John Wayne?
They tried to. He was in Pleiku, Vietnam in 1966 with the Marines when there were shots that landed on the ground, and they captured the shooter, who admitted that he was an assassin for Chairman Mao. Stalin tried to kill him in Mexico in 1952 and in Burbank in 1954 because he was uncovering ongoing Soviet operations that were occurring in the film industry. He was exposing them.
All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to continue with that when we get back. Here's our first trivia question. As a reminder to Steve, if you know the answer, don't say it quite yet. What country has competed the most times in the Summer Olympics yet hasn't won a gold medal? All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Stephen Travers. Our first trivia question: what country has competed the most times in the Summer Olympics yet hasn't won a gold medal? Go ahead, Mike.
Go, Steve.
Go ahead.
I know I'm going to be wrong, but I know the oldest. Could it be Greece?
No, they weren't Greek, Marco. I don't know which gold medal.
Yeah, they won. I know.
Yeah. Steve, what do you think?
Name of Greeks who've won gold medals. I don't know. I would think maybe New Zealand, but they had a runner named Peter Snell, I think, won the gold. So I don't think it's New Zealand.
Okay, the country is the Philippines. They've competed the most times in the Summer Olympics, and yet they've never won a gold medal. That's a tough one. The other one's easier.
I would think with all of the American influence in the Philippines that there would be athletes in the Philippines or people in the Philippines who trained in the U.S. Hasn't happened. So.
And in 10 seconds, I met a guy last week who came into my business, and he said we were talking about sports. I swam. I said, oh yeah, where'd you swim? He's all high school. Oh, and then did you swim elsewhere? Yeah, I swam at the University of Florida. I said, oh really? Did you swim for a Coach Troy? Which Coach Troy was this legendary high school coach in bowls, the bowls school in Jacksonville. They produced 64 Olympians in swimming. 33 of them have gold medals. Is that insane? Coach Troy went on to become the head coach of the University of Florida, and then he became the national coach. Well, this guy is an American, but his mother is from the Philippines. So he swam for the U.S. team, but he didn't like his chances. So he later swam for the Philippines team and competed in the games, in China recently. So anyways, that's the whole Philippine story about Olympians. There you go. By the way, he's a flight surgeon today. He works for the U.S. Navy. He's a flight surgeon.
Oh, wow. In fact, let's pivot for that for just a minute. What do you think about athletes who, you know, they want to be a bigger fish in a smaller pond, so they'll latch on to, in this case, the Philippines. Was it a Chinese skier? I mean, she was American, but she skied for China this last Olympics. Big controversy about that. What do you guys think about, I don't want to say switching.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Speaking of Marin County, I'm sure you're aware of Eddie Joe Chavez out of Drake High School. And he competed in the Olympics in 1992 for Puerto Rico, even though he's an American, but he has Puerto Rican ancestry. And Michael Jordan said nobody boxed him up and played defense against him better than Eddie Joe Chavez during that entire period of competition. Great player.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ed. Edward.
Well, I was going to pivot for just a minute if we could, unless you wanted to finish off something about the Duke.
Oh, well, I wanted to pivot too. Because, I mean, Steve has so many books and we could talk about his books all night long. But whatever you want to pivot to, my pivot is the world sports covering sports journalism these days, but you go ahead with yours.
Well, mine just really quickly, we were talking in the introduction of the show about how the A's are doing pretty well. Of course, it's early in the season. But they almost always have one of the lowest, if not the lowest, payrolls.
And Steve is the guy to talk about that. He played for the A's. I mean, it's Steve, you and I talked briefly, but and Edward and I have talked about this, but the great city of Oakland, the city that does not deserve to have one professional sports team, and they've lost four: the Raiders, the Warriors, the California Golden Seals, and now the Oakland A's, who are playing in Sac Town. Wave the bell or ring the bell, and you know, I mean, they're like the they're like the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League. You know, take one piece of clothing off the owner, and you get a naked owner. But you know what I'm saying. The A's are unbelievable, aren't they? What they do.
Yeah, the A's just keep on coming. You know, I wrote a book on the history of the team, and since the very beginning of Connie Mack bringing them into baseball in 1900, they have had, they'll go 3-4 years, they'll win World Series, they have a dynasty, then they will get, they'll sack their, they were doing this in 1914. What they've been doing under Billy Beane, they've been doing since 1914. They got rid of all their players, their $100,000 infield after the 1914 World Series. A couple of guys split over to the Federal League. They did it again in 1931. They've done it several times during the Bean period, you know, and they'll have 3 years. They don't look very good. And then you see young players, because their farm system has always been outstanding. They have a guy named Keith Lippman. I don't know if he's still there, but he was the director of their farm system for 30 years. He was my manager in the Pioneer League. He's a brilliant baseball man, a true teacher of the game. And, I mean, he was responsible for developing their farm system. So that's really what you do, is you have young players, they're talented, they come into the big leagues, they're good, and they develop, and they're going to win. And you can win with those guys, but you just can't, in today's market, you can't keep them more than 3 or 4 years. But they, that's, I mean,
they're 15.
Excuse me?
They're 15-4. They're 15-14, and you know, let's see what happens. The season's young, but baseball's just kind of brilliant. We could talk about some of the teams that are playing Major League Baseball. We will. The Giants. Not so good. They're right next to the Colorado Rockies, so let's just hold off on them. But
the A's had the best record, not the best record, but one of the best records in the league in September of last year. They had a good spring training. They have 3 or 4 legitimate all-star level players on their team, guys who last year were hitting 25 to 30 homers with 80 to 90 runs batted in. There were 3 or 4 of those guys. They added a couple players this year on their payroll. You know, they're gonna compete. They're gonna win 84, 85, 87 games. Whether that's enough, I don't know.
I think you'll appreciate this question, and you could ask this, but it just came to my mind. I have to ask this question. The life and times of the great Stephen Travers, my friend, my buddy, my brother, you know, take us through your best Forrest Gump, because you've experienced some things in life that only Forrest Gump could experience. Pretty much everybody listening to this show has never experienced pitching for a professional baseball team, putting on that uniform, and going up against one of the best players in the, well, I'll say in the history of baseball, because you don't win the National League Player of the Year if you're not one of the all-time great players. But you not only face him, tell us that story, and tell us any other Forrest Gump-type stories where you just can't believe it.
Well, I've got quite a few, more than I can tell. I'll try to pick out one or two. I mean, I struck out Kevin Mitchell on a hot night in Johnson City, Tennessee, I think 4 times in one game. I'm going to have him on my show, Take 5 with Stephen Travers, in a few weeks. And it was just a good night. I had a screwball, which is an out pitch, and it was pretty much unhittable that night. I struck out 15 in the game. I set a league record, to quote, you know, Bull Durham, which incredibly, the next week pitching in Bluefield, I was up against a kid named Falcone, a strong lefty out of, as you mentioned, the University of Florida. And son of a gun, he tied my record pitching against my team and beat me 2-1. I'm looking at these guys. Can't you guys get your bat on the ball and keep my record going? But no. But, you know, you mentioned the Forrest Gump thing. I mean, literally, I played in the minor leagues with Jose Canseco. I went to USC and was good friends with Mark McGwire. And I knew and wrote a book about Barry Bonds. And that's basically the trifecta. It's the holy grail of the steroid era. And I was right there with each of those guys and saw them as they were developing, as they were playing, as they were competing. So.
But you know, those guys were a lot younger. Excuse How me? Did that, they were a lot younger than you.
Yeah, no, I mean, Canseco I played with as a teammate at Idaho Falls, Idaho. McGwire was a player at USC when I was taking classes there. And he literally lived just a few doors down from me at the Regal Trojan Arms. And then I was a sports columnist for the San Francisco Examiner in 2001 when Barry Bonds broke the all-time record. And I got to know him because I knew Charles Scott, and that was sort of my introduction to Barry. And this allowed me to get fairly close to him, at least for a period of time, and it resulted in a book about him and the season in which he broke the all-time record.
Really quickly, sorry, I was just looking at the time here. Classic 1980 movie called Raging Bull is about which real-life boxer? You live at Sports Econ 101, we'll be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com. Right now, and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination, as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell, Stephen Travers. Russell had to take his kid to Little League practice, so we're going to let him go. All right, here's our second trivia question. The classic 1980 movie called Raging Bull is about which real-life boxer?
Jake LaMotta.
Jake LaMotta, yes, played by?
Robert De Niro.
You know, it's funny. The first time I saw it, it was good. Second, I, for whatever reason, I watched it again. And I was like, yeah, I don't know why that won Best Picture. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't that great. But anyway, be that as it may. You know, I do want to – here's a question I got for you guys here. This is a little bit pivoting more towards football. But 24-year-old Diego Pavia became the first Heisman Trophy finalist since 2014 to go undrafted. Now, Pavia did not hire an agent to represent him because he did not want to pay the agent, quote, 5 to 10%. Now, apparently now agents' commissions are now capped at 3%. So my question is, was that a foolish decision? You know, how much did that play into this? And it reminds me of, real quickly, it reminds me of like when people, they call it a FSBO, for sale by owner, if you want to sell your own house. And people say, well, I want to save the commission by selling the house myself. The problem is that the buyers generally will come in and they'll automatically lower the price by the commission you're saving anyway. So you're really not saving anything. But what do you guys think about a situation like this? And I don't know everything about this kid. You know, there might be other reasons why he wasn't drafted, but I mean, he was a finalist at least, and he went undrafted. Go ahead, Mike.
Steve, you want answers or however you want to take it?
I don't even know who he is.
I can add this. Here's the MO on Diego. Diego, can you come out and play? All right. Diego did not carry himself with the utmost class at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. He thought he was the best player. He said he was the best player, but one Fernando, the great Fernando, you know, Mendoza, wins the Heisman out of the University of California and Indiana University. Fernando. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that kind of got around. And as a result, he did not have a good sitting with the NFL scouts. And so that reputation hurt him tremendously. To your point, Edward, he didn't even get drafted. Now, is he a good player? Yes, he's very good. He did a great job at what did he come out of? I'm trying to think. Vanderbilt, and it was Vandy, was it?
I think so. But boy, that'll give you a lot of humble pie when suddenly the scouts.
Yeah, well, so he's going to have to earn every penny now. Somebody, I think some team will pick him up, but. That attitude with a lack of gratitude is biting him in the butt. So that's the short end of things.
It's amazing. All I had to do was just you get frustrated because you don't win, but you be gracious, you congratulate the guy who wins it, and then let the money start rolling.
Oh yeah, man, absolutely. In fact, he was at a club that night after the Heisman Trophy, and he was spouting off with this beautiful looking gal. I mean, hands down, she was hot. But, and he was saying some stuff that was captured on video that went viral, and it didn't sit real well. So, yeah, you got to have humility. And, how about the number one pick for the Oakland Raiders? Oh, I'm sorry, Las Vegas Raiders. What a great young man, Fernando. And, Mendoza is just I love the fact that he was picked number one. He chose to stay close to his family. More importantly, he chose to stay close to his mother's heart because his mother has MS, and he wanted to share that glorious moment of being the number one pick with his family. And I think it's one of the all-time great moves that I've ever seen, in at least in that draft, because He's never going to say, gosh, I regret not being on that stage as Roger Goodell. No, I was in the midst of the arms of my mother, my father, my brothers, and my family. And I just, it's really one of the more touching things. I haven't really heard that many people elaborate on it, but don't you guys agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can't share that moment with the people who helped you get there, who probably did more to get you to that moment than anybody else, you know, there's something wrong with you. So that's just a nice contrast. He's with the Raiders, you say?
Yes, he is.
I'm going to a Raider game right around October 1st, Las Vegas. I'm going to see my first Raiders game in Vegas.
That's awesome. I got to love that.
Yeah. It's funny, you don't get a nice guy. They don't have that kind of reputation. They always get these guys who always have problems. You know, so there'll be a nice contrast. Maybe we'll turn things around.
That always was the Raider rep, you know, when they worked out in Santa Rosa and they were, you know, Kenny Stabler and Villapiano and Lyle Alzado and Matuzak and these wild, crazy people who did amazing things off the field. And, you know, John Madden said, just give me 100% and be on time. What you do with your own time, I don't care. And
I met Matuzak at an event about literally, I think, 2 weeks before he died. I think it was a heart condition, you know, from all the drugs and stuff. Nice guy, bigger than life, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, in that Matuzak vein, we talk about the Forrest Gump scenarios. I met, and I just did something on him. He's from Yankton, South Dakota, Lyle Alzado. Oh. And I got to tell you, I was an intern at ABC 7 in San Francisco, working on a show called Good Morning Bay Area. He was our guest in there for the morning show with the great one of my mentors, Susan Sikora, God bless her. And Lyle Alzada was so darn charming and so affable and so, here I am, come, you know, talk to me, walk with me. And he was great, man. I was like, whoa, this guy's got personality. I don't know if he was like plugging a show or what, but it was fascinating to see, you know. Put it this way: when players want to plug something, some of their personalities are extraordinary. Now, when they don't want to talk to you, they don't want to talk to you.
Because when he played for the not only Raiders but the Broncos, he was forced to. You didn't want to cross him.
Yeah.
Hey, one quick thing here, totally unrelated to anything here, but so Kenya's Sebastian Saw, he became the first person to run under 2 hours in a marathon. He ran it in 1 hour, 59 and a half minutes. His final split, they call it, I don't know what the split is, but maybe that's a mile. He ran it at a 4.17 mile per mile pace. Can you believe that?
That's insane.
I don't even know if I could ride a bike that fast.
are you talking about the London Marathon?
I'm trying to remember where
Boston
this
marathon was recently held. It might have been Boston.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm saying something to you guys is because it came up just out of the London Marathon just took place. 2026 London Marathon, which just ran a few days ago. Listen to this. This is hysterical. There was a guy. He's called the Marathon Knitter. He successfully ran the entire marathon competing while simultaneously knitting the world's largest scarf produced during the race.
Well, that's funny. How long was the scarf?
I know. It didn't say.
It didn't say.
But, and then, you know, You know, listen, another business, you know, we need business sports. John Daly's making waves again. He's partnered with Top Gun to launch a new experimental event series that blends his legendary Grip It and Rip It style. So John Daly's continuing to be an entrepreneur. I'm seeing him in commercials. He's got that bad boy image, but you know what? People love him. They identify with him. And good for John. Good for John. Steve Travers and I saw him with a country singer named Jake Owens in Napa. And who gets on stage to sing? John Daly. John Daly gets and sings with, no, he wasn't bad. He wasn't bad. Even Travers can admit that. So he sings with Jake Owens, and then he comes on solo, brings a guitar, and he's singing "Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door." Yeah, it was awesome.
He saw the second Happy Gilmore, and he was in that one.
It was great, man.
We need athletes with personality, because so many of them are bland and unafraid to say anything or do anything, lest they be exposed by the woke crowd or whoever. And, you know, you need athletes to have personality and a little bit of pizzazz. And they used to be like that. They used to have people like Joe Namath and Bo Belinsky, you know, Kenny Stabler, Kenny Hawk Harrelson, just to name a couple.
Brian Bosworth.
Who?
Brian Bosworth.
Brian Bosworth, absolutely, yeah. And, he's still doing something on television with his...
He was really smart. He bought a disability insurance policy that covered him quite a lot, because when he's here, he hurt his shoulders and he couldn't play football. That paid him probably for the rest of his life. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but very smart.
Go ahead, you guys want to sing "Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door"? Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I have to do it, man.
I do have a silly pun though of the week.
Okay,
so
I
stopped using moisturizer because I realized I was losing my dry sense of humor.
All right. Hey, Brian Bosworth, by the way, is on those Dr. Pepper commercials. I see him all the time. It's like a college commercial. It's called... What is it, Steve? I don't know. Yeah, you see him all the time. He's playing a cop.
The mayor of Dr. Pepperville.
Yeah, that's it.
For Oklahoma, didn't he? He got like the last game or whatever. He couldn't play. They benched him, but for being outspoken against the NCAA or something like that.
Yeah, I think something. But he won a national title, I believe, in 85 with the OU Sooners. He's certainly one of the greatest all-time college players
going into pro football.
He was a bad actor. I think he was in a movie called Stone Cold.
I
challenge you to watch it. Tell me it's just that. I don't think it's nearly as bad as people say it is.
He's
pretty good. I like it.
Okay, you guys ready for our third? Okay, I'm going to ask our third trivia question here, and if you're really good, you got to give it to me in order. All right, the Triple Crown Award is given to a horse that wins which three races? And you should be able to give it to me in order. All right, stay with us. Audience, you're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back with some closing comments and some thoughts for the day.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Stephen Travers. Third trivia question. The Triple Crown Award is given to the horse that wins which three races? Give them to me in order. Go ahead, Michael.
Trav, you want to do it or you want me to handle it?
Belmont, Preakness, Churchill Downs.
Wait.
Belmont, Preakness, and then Belmont, the Kentucky Derby. And
Churchill Downs.
Yeah, do it in order. Which the first one? Derby. Kentucky Derby's first. Then?
Derby, Belmont. Kentucky Derby.
Then the Belmont's next. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Steve, you're going to give us one more Forrest Gump story.
Yeah, one more Forrest Gump story in your life. Tell us something real quick.
Well, in 82, I got called up to pitch in a Major League spring training exhibition game. I struck out 7 3 scoreless innings. There were 5 Hall of Famers in the game. Ricky Henderson was playing left field. Frank Robinson was the manager of the Giants. Joe Morgan was playing for the Giants. Lon Simmons and Bill King were announcing the game. Billy Martin was my manager, and he was completely hungover and never said a word to me or anybody as he slept in the corner of the dugout after a long night at the Pink Pony in Scottsdale.
Love it. All right. You guys ready for our thoughts for the day? Here we go. So honest criticism is hard to take, particularly from a relative, a friend, an acquaintance, or a stranger. That's true, isn't it? And Phyllis Diller said, I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them. I thought that was pretty good. What a character. All right, we do have 45 seconds before we say goodbye to our audience. Steve Travers, what do you want to put? Give the audience something they should do, buy a book, promote something. Go ahead.
Check out my show, Take 5, with Stephen Travers. It's on every Thursday. We do deep dives into sports. We do fantastic interviews. We've had Rick Barry, we've had Bruce McGowan, we've had Bruce Jenkins, we've had Charles Tree Young, we've had some of the top names in sports over the past 30 years, and we're going to keep doing it.
All right, Steve Travers from Take Five. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Ecom 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Way to go, Travs.